Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith. The last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Grace Curley Show. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Wednesday. This week is just rolling right along. Strange week. Very, very strange week in news. You know, a lot of my friends who voted for Joe Biden or, you know, family members or there's not many, but there's a few. I think there was this real urge to have some normalcy back and to stop with the constant news cycle of chaos. And they were just exhausted. And a lot of people, whether you were a Trump supporter or, you know, you held your nose to vote for Trump, you kind of understood that we're past normal. You know, maybe it's social media. Who knows what the reason is, but there's no more normal left. So you'd rather have someone like Donald Trump in there who might be a little crazy, but he's our crazy. He's fighting for us. Now we just have crazy. We told people this for so long. We said, it's never going to be normal. So don't go for that. Don't get lazy and get tired and vote for a guy because you think it's going to be this old school Obama year type deal. It's never going to be that again. And that's what they did. They voted so that they could feel good about themselves and that they could tell their friends, I voted for Joe. You know, I feel good. I feel hopeful. And guess what? There's still chaos. There's still insanity. And it's on both sides. Don't get me wrong. But I want to start with, for me, the most entertaining nugget, which is the major of it all. If you didn't hear, Joe's dog, the German Shepherd Major, had another incident. Challenge. So they sent him to Delaware after the first biting incident, and then they brought him back. I guess he had some training or whatever. He's an older dog. He's a rescue dog, and he was getting nippy with some of the security guards. Well, it happened again, this time with a national parks person. And I guess Major took a little bite out of the person. I don't know if he drew blood, but there were medics involved. There was some sort of hospital visit or doctor visit or something like that. Now, it gets worse, okay, because then I see this tweet that White House sources are saying one of the dogs went to the bathroom, specifically pooped on the floor at the White House. Now, we have not confirmed yet. If anyone out there wants to, you know, break this Watergate style and call us up and give us the 411, feel free. But we don't know as of right now if it was Major or Champ. I'm going to guess that in this situation, Champ is going to have to take a bullet and just be the face of this one. Be the face of this poop. Because Major cannot afford any more bad PR. If he went the bathroom on the floor, that might be it for him. That might... He went through training, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to save him. And we'll get into that later. It's a lighter topic. But I think the reason I find it so amusing is because these dogs, at the beginning of this presidency, which, if you can believe it, was only like 50-something or 60 days ago, feels like it's in dog years, but it actually hasn't been that long. These dogs were the symbol of all of the normalcy that Joe Biden was ushering in, you know, because evil orange man Trump didn't have dogs, which should have been the first red flag. But we let him in anyway, you know, and he was getting deals done in the Middle East and gas prices were lower and we weren't getting involved in wars, but he didn't have a golden retriever or a German shepherd or a pug in the White House. And that really bothered the people in our press. Now, they were so excited about these two dogs. It was all they could talk about. The dogs. And, you know, we love your dogs. Which one's the older one? Oh, he's so sweet. And I just find it ironic that these two dogs that were this symbol of unity and new life and normalcy being ushered into the White House are wreaking, and I use that wreaking havoc, but also wreaking as in smell. They're wreaking havoc in this White House, and I love it. I want more dog news. I want every day. I at first thought that poffis of the Oval Puff, whatever it's called, was stupid. Now I love it. I want the inside track. I want to know what's happening. So we have that news, which is obviously for me the most amusing. But then the strangest news of the week came yesterday when the New York Times revealed that Matt Gaetz, the representative from Florida, was under investigation by the DOJ for sex trafficking allegations. So I got this alert later in the afternoon. And, you know, politicians are notoriously kind of slimy, and I wasn't shocked by the allegation. But the next thing that happened, I did not see coming. This was very, very odd. Matt Gaetz on Twitter kind of starts to explain that, according to him, he was being blackmailed by a former DOJ official, and he was part of an extortion plot. And actually, his dad, they went to the FBI, and the FBI had his dad, again, allegedly, wear a wire. It's all wacky. I want to actually play it because I'd rather Matt Gaetz explain it. He was on with Tucker Carlson last night because, you know, all the liberals were like, oh, this is going to be so uncomfortable to watch Fox not cover this news. Of course, Tucker's like, yeah, let's bring him on. Let's have him explain it himself. So let's take a listen here. This is cut 19. This is Matt Gaetz.
It is a horrible allegation, and it is a lie. The New York Times is running a story that I have traveled with a 17-year-old woman, and that is verifiably false. People can look at my travel records and see that that is not the case. What is happening is an extortion of me and my family involving a former Department of Justice official. On March 16th, my father got a text message demanding a meeting wherein a person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away. Our family was so troubled by that, we went to the local FBI. And the FBI and the Department of Justice were so concerned about this attempted extortion of a member of Congress that they asked my dad to wear a wire, which he did with the former Department of Justice official. Tonight, I am demanding that the Department of Justice and the FBI release the audio recordings that were made under their supervision and at their direction, which will prove my innocence.
It's all just so wacky. That's the only word I can use to describe this. It is wacky. And I honestly, guys, I'm very honest with my audience. When I have a gut instinct, I tell you it. But I don't know in this case. I really don't know. Does it seem out there, the accusation? Does it seem a bit far-fetched? Yes. Would I be shocked if Matt Gaetz was in trouble and, you know, these allegations were being looked into by the DOJ? I would not be shocked. He's always been kind of attention-getting, and he's got quite the personality. I think he's a larger-than-life personality. He said at one point he wanted to be the conservative version of AOC. So I wouldn't be shocked if either side of this was true. I wouldn't fall out of my chair if I found out that a former member of the DOJ was extorting Matt Gaetz. And it does help that he's naming names and getting very specific. It seems like such an outrageous claim to make if you can't back it up. Like, if you didn't go to the FBI, didn't have these conversations, didn't have receipts, as they say, then you're in trouble because they're going to be able to prove it. So I don't know. It's chaotic. That's the best way to describe the entire news cycle right now. Keep your head on a swivel, everyone. The news is coming at us fast. But here at the Grace Curley Show, we're going to cover it all. We're not going to spend too long on Matt Gaetz, but I did want to cover it. I don't want people to think we're trying to avoid that story. It's just kind of, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to keep following it as it breaks. I do want to talk about AOC. She finally broke her silence on the situation at the border. Spoiler alert. She's not calling them concentration camps anymore. The plastic pods are part of a much larger issue. And unlike the concentration camps and the cages under Trump, I don't think this issue reflects as specifically on Joe Biden as it did with Donald Trump. We'll play you guys some of that sound. We'll keep the lines open today, 844-500-4242. We do have Amber Athey joining us from The Spectator at 1:30. I'm really excited about that. She has a great piece out about hate crimes and the narrative that the left is obsessed with. It's kind of like a phenomenon. They only report on cases based off of the race of the attacker. If the race of the attacker lines up with their narrative, you're going to get coverage on it. If it doesn't, crickets. Now, I do have to say, though, Amber also broke, at least on my Twitter feed, broke the story about the poop at the White House this morning. So that's going to get covered as well. Now, before we go here, 844-500-4242, I do have to let you know, due to computer issues last week, Eden Pure will continue the Thunderstorm BOGO sale. Allergy season is back, and that's why you need the Eden Pure air purifier. Thunderstorm BOGO is back until tonight at midnight. Jared, why do people want to get on their hands on this right now?
Well, everybody wants clean air, but you really want it during allergy season because it's supposed to get a little cool tonight, but it's getting warmer and you want your windows open, and it's spring and that means pollen. And people who have allergies know all about the scratchy throat, the runny nose, and even if you take allergy meds, it doesn't necessarily always help. So cleaning the air around you is paramount, and that's what the Thunderstorm does. It's been great for me. It's been a complete game changer. It ionizes the air around you. Just like air after a thunderstorm gets cleaner, it does the same thing. And there's no filter you have to replace. It's not loud. It just takes care of everything you need to. You are breathing clean, good air when you have the thunderstorm.
I'll actually hold it up right now in case you guys are watching on YouTube. It's this big, so it's not going to take up your entire basement. It's very small, very compact, but it's very powerful. It's a small device, and you can plug it into your car by USB cable. You can plug it into your wall, and it's well under $100. Buy one, get one for the thunderstorm. The more you buy, the more you save, and there is no limit. But you'd better buy soon because this BOGO deal, it ends tonight. Go to EdenPure.com, put in code word GRACEBOGO. That's EdenPure.com, code word GRACEBOGO. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. It's a major news day, but I'm going to handle it like a champ. This is The Grace Curley Show. Poop!
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
This hour of The Grace Curley Show is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Join a winning team. Apply in person on Saturday, April 3rd at the job fair at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro or online at apexentertainment.com. They're hiring over 1,000 team members with great incentives.
Wearing a tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com or call them today at 800-521-0111. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Is Major done at the White House?
If you guys haven't heard, Major had another biting incident. We're not getting too many details, as we would not expect to get from the Biden-Harris administration. And then I also saw reports that one of the dogs, I'm not sure which, pooped on the floor at the White House today. I'm going to say that they'll go with the idea that it was Champ. Because Champ has been making out pretty good in all these stories, and Major has been taking a PR hit. So I think that they'll say it's Champ. Long answer short, I'm going to say, yes, it's the end of the road for Major. I don't think they're going to send him to the farm, or you know what I mean? But I think they're going to send him back to Delaware.
68% of the audience agrees that, yes, Major is done at the White House.
And according to reports here, Jared has an update from the poffice of the Oval. What's it called?
Yes, the Oval Poffice.
The Oval Poffice.
Has issued a... Actually, Doggo Big Brother Champ has issued a four-page statement full of impertinent dog puns, pup behavior, all that business about, you know, as the senior dog in Major's Big Brother... He believes he is not to blame for the two nipping incidents. So it just goes on with stupid cutesy dog puns. But page four is interesting. According to the Oval Poffice memo from Doggo Big Brother Champ, I hate my job sometimes, everyone is wearing masks, so Major can't even read facial expressions. That causes him to be even more paw-tective.
Aww.
So I think we have a valid reason to say let's ditch the masks.
You think?
Hashtag ditch the masks for Major.
But if they think that these masks are having a bad psychological effect on Major, can you imagine what it's doing to, I don't know, the humans in this country? The humans. The children.
What about the dogs at the border? The migrant dogs at the border. How are they doing?
See, I am part of the minority in this country. I really like to put the human beings above the canines. I know that's not popular nowadays.
Wow, way to be a speciesist.
I know, but that's
species
just how...
Species supremacist.
That's just how I feel. Mike, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Grace. White House has gone to the dogs.
No,
hey,
for real.
Listen, on this Matt Gaetz thing... We'll give them the presumption of innocence till we find out what's going on. But I think it's time we cleared the books on all this. I think it's time the taxpayers find out about this slush fund in Congress that has been paying millions of dollars out for years to victims of sexual assault or sexual threatening by the members of Congress. The taxpayers are paying for this. We didn't know what congressmen were involved and how much was paid out.
Yeah,
if Mike, we're going to do this, let's clear the books on all of it.
I agree. And to Mike's point, I don't think that politicians, Republican, Democrats, I don't think any of these people are angels. And I'm not going to, you know, there's some of them that I would be more shocked to hear a really bad story about. Like there's some conservatives in Congress or in the Senate who I really do think walk the walk and talk the talk. But if you were to tell me Matt Gaetz, like you said, Mike, I'll give him the presumption of innocence. Of course, it's the United States of America. But when the original headline came out, the story, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't flabbergasted. You know, I was just about as shocked as I was about Major taking a second swipe at the guy. But I agree with you. I've been wanting that slush fund to come out for a long time, that list of people who have paid off sexual harassment accusers. And we need that list. We also need the list of the VIPs who got special testing in New York, thanks to Andrew Cuomo. There are a lot of lists out there that we need to get our hands on.
We use an entire government audit because basically, and I've said this before, the government is a mafia family that is funneling taxpayer money back to itself through all these slush funds and programs and things like that.
Yeah, I think the swamp, I think if Trump taught us one thing, it is that the swamp is deep and it is murky. Guys, when we get back, I'll take more of your calls, 844-500-4242. We're going to get into this talk about what's happening at the border. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about San Diego, where migrant children are getting in-person education, but American kids, you're out of luck. We'll be back on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It's not enough that Biden's foreign policy team is getting completely embarrassed in front of Chinese officials. You know, it's not enough that gas prices are through the roof. It's not enough that the border crisis is out of control. One of his beloved pups has to go to the bathroom on the floor. And so I'm thinking about this. I'm like, dog poop on the floor, yuck. And then all of a sudden I remembered that a really wise woman who also happens to suffer from severe, severe Trump derangement once made a terrible analogy. And it was all about this very subject, doggy do. And I want to play we're going into the time machine. This is a flashback for the audience.
They're outside playing. That's where he comes in with doggy do on his shoes. And everybody who works with him has that on their shoes, too, for a very long time to come.
I think that is so apropos of the current administration, because Trump didn't even have a dog. But not only does Joe Biden have a dog, he has a dog that's pooping in the White House. So we'll have to see if anyone
has... Dogs may help cure cancer.
Yeah, some dogs, maybe. Some dogs might be in medical school, you know, working on that. But it's looking rough for your two dogs right now. I don't think they're part of the cancer research team anywhere.
Looking rough? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, the
Nicely
office...
Nicely done. You could write for the Oval Poffice.
The Oval Poffice can't be the only people allowed to make puns. I get to be punny as well. Guys...
What do you mean, punny?
Very good, Jared. Very good. If this were Howie's show, I'd give you a ha, 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 ha. Now, okay, I do want to talk about something more serious, though. There's the dog pooping, the biting, and stuff like that. That's all good and fun. And if you guys want to call in about that, you are more than welcome. But I want to talk about the hypocrisy of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And you have heard me on this program before say that I've had moments where I actually prefer AOC to other Democrats, because I always thought that even though she's a little bit out there and even though her ideas are very different from mine, politically we could not be more different, she sticks to her guns. And she especially during the campaigning for Biden, she wouldn't be bullied by Democrats and she would kind of just say what she wanted. She would call out Biden when she didn't like his proposals or whatever it was. You know, she wasn't afraid. And I like that. I thought that was cool. And I just have to backtrack on all of that now, because she is just as phony as every other Democrat. And I'll tell you why. There was a real silence, a palpable silence, while all of these stories about the border crisis, as Jen Psaki likes to call it, challenge, situation, problem, whatever you want to call it. There was a real silence from AOC, because you guys will remember that during the kids in cages outrage during the Trump administration, which I believe was 2018, AOC was, you know, she had her pitchfork. She was at the border. She was ready to take on Donald Trump. She was in a white jumpsuit with her red lipstick crying at the fence. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. She would not rest until justice was served. And now we see, by all accounts, a far worse situation. The capacity is outrageously overdone. I mean, I think they said 1,700% over capacity or something. And the way they're getting around the cages aspect, because it's all about semantics with Democrats, the way they're getting around the cages is that they're plastic pods. And I was thinking about this, Jared, because I look at these plastic bins that they have all of these migrants squeezed into. You know, it's incredibly cramped. They all have like tinfoil blankets. It just looks terrible. And I'm not making light of that at all. These people look like they are in a really dire situation, and I feel for them. But I was thinking, I was like, cages that got so much bad press, at least there was airflow with, do you know what? Yeah. I can't be the first person to think of that.
No, I mean, they're basically, so the kids in cages analogy would now be akin to saying they are forcing children to sleep in Rubbermaid containers.
Yeah, which I would rather, I would rather have a situation where these people are at least getting some airflow into these. Now it's like plastic, like you said, plastic containers. It looks like a fishbowl.
And keep in mind, the cage that they referred to was a warehouse floor with fencing, like chain link fence around it. That was the quote unquote cage. It was not a cramped dog crate or anything like that.
Yeah, but you're
like
you're,
they made it sound. But I know.
Now you're using common sense and reason. And we're way past that. That is, you're 15 years late on that. The press will not hear of it. But so this gets me thinking. I'm like, she was really, really passionate about the cages. She actually, I don't know if we have this cut, Jared, she actually compared this situation to concentration camps. Let's play that.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps.
No nuance, no hesitation. They are concentration camps, according to the head of the Democratic Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Okay? Now, fast forward to today, and she's silent, and a lot of people, like Stephen Miller, not from the Trump administration, Stephen Miller from Spectator US, started calling her out, being like, where is AOC? And that's the thing about politics. If you're going to make a huge stink about something and claim that, you know, it's a moral issue and that you really believe that this is wrong, then when it rears its ugly head again, you kind of got to say something. And I was waiting, and I thought, you know what, don't give up on AOC, because she's a lot of things, but she's not afraid. She's not afraid to say how she feels, even if it means upsetting Joe Biden. And I have to say, I am, to quote Charlie Bacon, I am incredibly disappointed by her response. This is AOC. I want to start with, actually, let's start with the first cut, cut 15.
Let's talk about the climate crisis, because the U.S. has disproportionately contributed to the total.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jared. That was my fault. Let's start with cut 16.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame.
Hold up, AOC. Gut check, stop. I got some sound I want you to listen to. This is another flashback. Cut 17.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Gut check. Gut check. That sounds so militaristic to me. Took my breath away.
No
gut
joke.
Check.
No joke.
Stop. No joke. Come on, man. But that's her explanation, is that, and I'm going to play it again because we're going to go through the whole thing, but I had to point out that real issue there, that anyone who uses the word surge, you should stop them because it's militaristic. Joe Biden used the word surge while he was encouraging people to come to the border when he was, you know, running for president. Now that he is elected president and he is, as Michelle Cinder told us, so morally upright and wonderful, he's still not responsible for said surge. But let's play the full cut here, because she makes another point. It's not just the word surge. It means something much more. Cut 16.
They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children, and they are not insurgents.
I'm very, very confused by that entire explanation. But what I want to say, gut check, stop, is that I read another article here that kind of put into perspective. I was like, why is she doing this? Why is she bending herself into a pretzel to not blame Biden for something that is clearly Biden's fault? And then I read this from Newsmax. Moderate Democrats griping over progressives' FaceTime with top Biden aide Ron Klain. He's having private in-person meetings with progressives. Can you guess one of those progressives who's calling the shots with Ron Klain?
Is it the erstwhile Ms. Cortez?
It is. It is indeed.
Ocasio-Cortez. Excuse me, Dr. Ocasio-Cortez.
Some of these Democrats who are viewed as fringe, as Nancy Pelosi once said, that's one part. That's one part of the party. They're getting to meet with Ron Klain. And the real beauty of this is that Joe Biden kept running on the fact that he was going to reach across the aisle. You know, he was going to be this old school bipartisan politician. And instead, well, Joe Biden's not meeting with anyone. We all know that. But instead, what's happening is Ron Klain is meeting with these radical socialist progressives, and they're giving him their list of what they want. So it makes total sense that if AOC is going to be able to ban cow farts and pass whatever dream she has of, you know, eco-friendly buildings all over America and, you know, everyone traveling in rowboats, it makes sense that she's being told, listen, you better watch it as far as going after Biden, because this border issue is by far his biggest problem right now. And he has a lot of problems, but this optically is a terrible look for him. So I'm not surprised. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but that's the vibe I'm getting, is that AOC is losing a little bit of her moral compass because of the swamp, because of the game of politics. It breaks my heart to see it, Jared, because I thought she was the real deal. I thought, as she told Anderson Cooper once, it's about being morally right. And I just don't know if she has that anymore.
Just another kid with a dream dragged down by the system.
You hate to see it. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance, all kinds of disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or even decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for 4 consecutive years in a row. Because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. Cash is king. That's what my mom always told me. Cash is king. When you sell with the broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. I don't have to tell you guys that. Some sectors are booming, other ones are losing ground. So don't wait until it's too late to cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call them today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. We'll be back on the other side with more of your calls and more sound. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
This is not a surge. These are children, and they are not insurgents.
the nonsensical ramblings of AOC. I mean, I usually enjoy them, but this one just reeks of hypocrisy, at least to me. I thought she was all about the moral compass and, you know, virtue signaling and standing at the fence crying. And now she's just in it as far as the swamp goes. And there's this piece here. It's a quote from Halperin. He says, "I can't believe we spent all that time discussing if Team Biden, Harris, Klain, Pelosi, Schumer would do the next big bill in a bipartisan manner. This is on track to be an all-Dem, all-the-time process with another bait and switch to get it past Joe Manchin." Of course you'll get it past Joe Manchin. I mean, I guess what they're going to do is they're going to add some stuff in to bills and then let Joe Manchin argue that they should be taken out, and then that will be the compromise. It's all theater. Everything's theater. I don't want this to destroy your faith in the liberals, but I'm getting there. Zebra, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Zebra.
Well, here's the thing. I love your show. I love Howie's too. You're doing a great job with these cuts. But like you, I've got some liberal friends who, you know, have a 5-second attention span, okay? And you can never go back to tell them and show them hypocrisy of what they're talking about and what's happened in the past and what they've said in the past. So I need an app on my phone, like a liberal or socialist hypocrisy app, because these people are just, and if you bring up an argument, they just start shouting over you. And I figured the only thing that'll stop them from shouting over them is their own leaders speaking the very thing I'm talking about.
Well, Zebra, there is an app that's probably going to be coming out soon that will allow you to carry a vaccine passport on your phone. And I really think just showing your friends your vaccine passport and saying, "Now can we have voter ID?" If you just do that, it would probably take all of 10 seconds. And then right there, you're kind of putting them in a bind. I mean, you're kind of showing them the hypocrisy. Thank you for the call, Zebra. Keep listening. James, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, James.
Why, good afternoon. Thank you. Hey, I wanted to know, whatever happened to the State of the Union address?
Oh.
You know, it came and went. People noticed that Biden hadn't been able to perform and do one. And now we've just kind of forgotten all about it. Are we going to get a State of the Union address in 2021?
Well, I think what happens when you lower the bar to can he get up these stairs today without too many falls, the State of the Union kind of goes out the window. I never thought he was going to do a State of the Union address because, once again, COVID can be whatever you want it to be. So if it's a reason for him not to have a State of the Union, sure. If masks are the reason why his dog is biting yet another person at the White House, okay. COVID is whatever they want it to be. If COVID is a reason for teachers' unions to not teach kids in person, good. But if those same teachers want to go to San Diego facilities and teach migrant kids in person, also good. Because we live, and it's the word of the day, guys, we live in wacky, wacky times. None of it makes any sense. It is bizarro world. And we're going to talk all about that. Saki actually answered questions on that, and I'm noticing a new trend. She's left the circling back behind. Her new thing? Context. It's important. It matters. We'll be back on the other side with more guests and more sound. Don't go anywhere.